asked my wife why she drew her eyebrows on so high, she looked surprised.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
I was once a gang member. It was back in the 60s when I joined a roving band of ragamuffins who went from yard to yard playing football until our mothers kicked us out. "Play somewhere else," yelled one of them. "Like Mexico." Not long ago, someone suggested a reunion of that old gang, and soon as many as could gathered at my place. I'm telling you, some of these people looked old. They were probably in their 40s or something. It was like going to the Antiques Roadshow, bringing the best you have, wondering if it's worth much. It was priceless. We ate steaks till our stomachs ached and told stories till our sides hurt. When we got a little more serious, Danny Boutwell told a story I'll never forget. When I was a kid, Dan was the guy I wanted to be like. Tall, athletic, kind. So kind that he sometimes threw me the football in a game, though I was just 5 and he was probably in 8th grade. After high school, Dan married well, then struck it rich in the oil patch. But his spiritual life dried up, and the joy was gone. "I was the ringleader when it came to drinking," he recalls, "but our marriage was on the rocks. I would tell our kids, don't do what I'm doing, do the right thing." Confused, Dan found himself half-drunk, telling atheist friends that there had to be a God. One day, his wife Dawn put her trust in Jesus. Dan said, "Well, fine, just don't try dragging me to church, that's all." Despite Dawn's prayers, Dan was soon an atheist. Late one night, while smoking a cigar in the backyard, he began talking out loud to God. "You showed yourself in Bible times, why not show yourself to me now? How about a light?" Suddenly, the backyard was flooded with light. Not from the sky, but Dan was startled to turn around and find his wife Dawn had flipped on his study light. Strange, he thought. She never goes in there. A few nights later, he was halfway through another cigar and said, "Can you do it again, God? How about a light?" And bang! The darkness was gone. Dawn had turned on the porch light, he laughed. But the lights weren't enough. In fact, he soon told his wife he was through looking for God. She prayed all the harder. Intrigued by Eastern religions and Buddhism, he began researching them. On a business trip, he found the Book of Buddha in a hotel room and read right through. "I learned that Buddha's mother was impregnated by a white elephant and he was born from her side," he said. Beneath the Book of Buddha was a Gideon Bible. It fell open to Malachi 3. Dan sat transfixed, reading words of life he heard Dawn quote, telling him how God views those who are his. "I couldn't believe it," says Dan. "Every word seemed written for me." In the early morning, 12 hours after telling his wife he was through with God, Dan knelt by the bed, asking Jesus forgiveness, and his life was transformed. He said, "God used 2 hours of Buddha and 10 minutes of Gideon to open my eyes to a joy unspeakable and full of glory." Today, Dan is a grandpa who loves Jesus and credits the faithful prayers of his wife, his daughter, his mom, and my mom, Mrs. Calloway, for his change of heart. As we sit around campfires, I never tire of hearing how one of my boyhood heroes, a guy who hit me with a long bomb on the football field, found lasting joy. Ask him what he found in Christianity that Buddhism never offered, and he'll tell you, forgiveness for my sins and great joy. Today, Dan has joined Dawn in turning the lights on wherever he goes.
God promises to never leave us, but that doesn't mean life will be easy. Many search for an escape from life's struggles, but Laugh Again offers something deeper. Encouragement, joy, and the hope of Jesus in the midst of it all. As one listener shared, "I wanted to tell you how much Laugh Again means to me. It even helped cheer me up after my dad died." Help share this hope and laughter. Give today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.